Donald Trump transferring to Walter Reed Hospital out of an abundance of caution. By Charlie Spiring on October 2, 2020. President Donald Trump will transfer to Walter Reed Military Hospital for several days out of an abundance of caution, the White House announced on Friday. Out of an abundance of caution, and at the recommendation of his physician and medical experts, the president will be working from the presidential offices at Walter Reed for the next few days, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said in a statement. President Trump appreciates the outpouring of support for both he and the First Lady. McEnany said that the president remains in good spirits, has mild symptoms, and has been working throughout the day. Earlier Friday, President Donald Trump's physician, Commander Sean P. Conley, said in a statement that the president was fatigued but in good spirits after he tested positive for the coronavirus. Conley said that the president received a single 8-gram dose of Regeneron's polyclonal antibody cocktail as well as zinc, vitamin D, famotidine, melatonin, and a daily aspirin. He's being evaluated by a team of experts, and together we'll be making recommendations to the president and first lady in regards to next best steps, he said. Conley said that on Friday, Melania Trump only had a mild cough and a headache and that the rest of the first family tested negative for the coronavirus today. Earlier Friday, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said that Trump was experiencing mild symptoms from the virus.